Rise and shine, beautiful people. It's Mini Views. You never know who's going to be in the studio or on the station phone line. And I got a very special guest in studio. Say good morning to Miss Danielle Chambers.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
How are you, Danielle?
I'm good.
I haven't seen Danielle since I was a kid. Quite literally. So, you know, on Island FM, we try our endeavor best to put a spotlight on our young Caymanians who are doing things, doing it big in their different and respective careers and industries. And we just want to get a little backstory from Danielle. So she's a lash tech. Is that safe to say? Yeah. Or do you have other titles?
Lash
artist, period. Because that's art right now, yeah. Everybody can do lashes. But what I want to know is, tell us about your upbringing here in Cayman and all the things that came into play before you became a lash artist.
So, you know, I grew up here. I went to Bodentown Primary School.
Bop, big up BT.
They have a different name now, but I actually went to high school in Jamaica.
Okay.
And then I came back for sixth form. Mm-hmm. And I went to Catholic. So everything was in line for me to go to university in England, which I did. I was doing French and economics up there.
Oh, so she's a bright girly. You see, don't play with these people. You would look online and say, oh, she's just a lash tech. She probably don't have nothing going on for her. The girl's bright.
I have pretty good French, I must say.
Economics, you know. Oui.
But yeah. I was kind of floating through life, even though things were always in line for me. I went to the best schools, I had the best teachers, everything. I just never really clicked with any
of those things.
I just really never saw myself in any of those career paths. And when I saw myself getting closer and closer to that, it's like every day I would just be I felt stressed out and I didn't know why.
Oh gosh, because you're not following your heart.
Right.
That's what it is.
But the thing is, I didn't even know where my heart was because I wasn't introduced to lashes at the time. So then the pandemic came. You know, I came back to Cayman. I was here for a while. A couple months cleaning the place was locked down.
Yeah.
And I started learning how to do nails by myself.
Ooh.
So
I just started learning how to do that, by the way.
And it was very, very hard. Mm-hmm. So I eventually kind of stopped. I was just I can't deal. It's bleeding my money.
Yeah.
And my sister, my older sister, I went back to Jamaica again. I was talking to my older sister, who is also a lash artist in Jamaica.
Nice.
And she was she's also a pharmacist. Me and her kind of have a similar dilemma.
Yeah, so we have the degree, but we're doing what we want.
We have a similar dilemma.
I like that.
So she was just getting back into lashes. And she was like, you know what? You want to learn lashes? She's like, you should learn lashes. Or she said she would pay for me to finish doing a nail course.
Mm.
I was just like, I don't really want you to spend your money because I don't know if that's what I want
to do.
So I was like, you know what? You can teach me lashes for free. And then I ended up really liking it. But the biggest lesson I learned through doing lashes, which I probably could have even applied to nails, is and even my life in general, it's not necessarily I was looking for purpose and passion. I expected things to instantly click.
Happen, yeah.
But through learning lashes is such a, it's not meticulous. Is meticulous the word? It's tedious. I don't even want to use tedious to describe it, but it's very detail oriented.
It's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah,
that's probably the best way to put it in layman terms.
It takes a lot of practice, and through practicing, I learned that sometimes you kind of have to just work at things, and that's where the passion comes from. And all my life, I was just, if it doesn't click right away, I don't like it. So I couldn't really stick to nothing throughout. But this industry taught me you really have to stick through things.
I love that. Yeah. I love that you know, as you said, you had the opportunity to do your schooling, you got your education, and then it was like, what next? I'm happy that you figured that wasn't your passion.
Right.
Because a lot of us go to school and we get the degrees and then we're miserable in the industry, we're miserable in the career field. The money might be great, but we're not happy. So I'm always here for us doing what makes us happy, doing the things that fuel our passion, whether that's lashes or anything else.
Right.
Because as I say, lashes, they look like they're easy to do, but I promise you, they are not.
Practice.
Let's get into that, because a lot of my listeners probably aren't familiar with that. We like teaching them new things. So talk to us about the lashes process. What was the hardest part for you? What was the easiest part? And what is now your favorite part of doing lashes?
Okay, I'll start with the easiest part is, honestly, I don't think there's an easy part.
There's never an easy part.
Yeah, the easiest part is probably just
buying the products.
buying the bed and making an Instagram page. That's the easiest part. But the hardest part would be getting the technique right because it's your eyes. Mm-hmm. So if you really apply it wrong, a lot of people tell me, oh, you're the first person that did my lashes and they don't burn and it don't stick them, because it's a very sensitive area and the application of the lashes is very like important because you can literally cause constant irritation
to the eye.
Somebody.
Yep.
So getting that technique right is hard because you really have to have steady hands, and also just trial and error with products, because you know, like over in the Caribbean, sometimes you'll buy a glue.
Ooh, I was going to say.
Right. Sometimes you'll buy a glue that probably manufactured for people who live in a different climate.
With coal and them, and them not sweating on these things. So right.
It's a whole lot of trial and error with products, but then you eventually get to that point where you just know exactly what to buy. But getting to that point, you waste a whole lot of money, a whole lot of time.
Man. And I guess that's it's all in the labor of love. It's a learning process. You win and you lose some.
Right.
And ultimately, it's an investment.
Right.
Because once you learn and you got the swing of it, what products work for you, what techniques and methods work for you, then it come in like a breeze. It's like, I can do this with my eyes closed.
It gets easy.
So then my question to you, because you're, are millennial or Gen Z?
Well, I was born in 99, so Gen Z.
But you could have passed for millennial. You have millennial vibes. But what if there is a millennial listening to you? They are probably interested in this line of work because it is now one of the more popular things to get into, and it making money. I hear how much 70s lash techs charge. And baby, that is rent. That's somebody's rent. But what if there is a young lady or a guy, because these feels, I don't limit them to gender. I've seen men do nails and do them good. Shout outs to Tian. Hello. So what if there's a young man or a young woman listening to you, probably had it in the back of their mind or still has the idea to say, I have an interest, a serious interest in lash tech or lash artistry, but I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I'm not sure if it will work for me. What type of advice would you give to them?
I would say, like, you have to just start at the start, which would just be do a course. And just not every, like, a lot of people like to begin with the end in mind. So it's like they don't know where to start. They don't know what's going to happen.
But they know where they want to go.
Right. Sometimes you can't even think about the end result, because it's going to happen as long as you put in the work now.
Yeah.
So I would say just start. Do the course. Get a proper course. Get your proper certification. Don't just learn off YouTube.
Yeah. Don't do like the girlies and use the hair glue on the people.
Just do a proper course. Get you a beginner's kit and start doing all your friends. And honestly, you might have a natural knack for it, but if you don't have a natural knack for it, don't let that be like, okay, maybe this isn't for me. It's something that you have to work at. This is not like, some people do have the gift, but I wasn't one of them.
Right.
You have to try.
Train.
And the passion comes with the trying and the results. So that's what I'd say.
That is a good one. And I think that is safe to apply to any career field, any part of life. We might see it and like it, but we're not sure what exactly we're getting ourselves into. But once we have an understanding of the bigger goal and we have a plan as to where to start, which is really important. I'm happy you said that. Don't make it just be about the end result.
Right.
Figure out how you're going to get there first. Start with YouTube tutorials. Watch as many videos as you can. As she said, get your certification. Train. Keep training. Even if you are an avid or what would you just say, a seasoned lash artist.
Right.
Don't limit yourself.
There's a whole lot of new trends
and
out
new
there.
Techniques and stuff. Like I see they have this thing now where it's like gel X extension, but for your lash.
You're teaching me something.
Like, I saw it briefly on TikTok and I'm like, why is she shining this white little light? Like, she was curing
the
lash.
LED, the LED,
so
that's what it's talking about.
See, there are some new techniques are coming around, and I feel like that LED thing might work for us here in Cayman.
Right.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Danielle Chambers. Thank you so much for passing through the studios. Welcome home.
Yeah.
And we hope you're here for a while, and we hope that your business flourishes. Speaking of which, tag yourself, plug yourself. Where can people find you online in case the girlies want lashes for Christmas?
Okay, so you can find me at @the.celestestudio on Instagram. Celeste is spelled CELESTE.
See there? I told you she was smart. And don't worry, if you missed that and you need the details, all you have to do is hit us up on the WhatsApp line and I'll send that IG information to you ASAP. I can't make you leave the studio, Danielle, without reminding you to never forget to big up yourself.
I should big up myself?
Yeah.
Oh.
thick.
Big up me.
Yeah, big up Celeste. Right, that's all. Stick and stay, don't touch that dial. And keep your eyes locked to our social media pages, because guess what? Danielle is actually going to do my lashes for me. So you guys will get to see for yourself how great of a lash artist she is. And you'll be able to book her and get your lashes done too. Period.